This is the Comstock Report podcast. We are strong advocates for the American family farm and your top source for the agriculture markets. And now, here's your host, David Cruz.
This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Answers? There is no such thing in the Mideast. Mankind continues to evolve, except where it doesn't. The Mideast human development continues to be stuck, held in place by the tentacles of its past. There are three tenets which characterize the entwined cultures of the nations of the region that define it. The first is the old school eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth concept of human relationship there. No slight can be forgiven or wound not returned in a circle of perpetual violence. Failure to attack one's attackers is seen as weakness and dishonorable. Vengeance is a way of life. The next tenet of the region is geographical intertwinement of peoples who are sworn enemies. The West Bank looks like a cancer that is metastasized to where it is entwined enemies that cannot escape each other. They cannot live together, but a two-state solution cannot be carved from the topography that the combatants find acceptable. The third tenet of their soldiers is the legacy. They have patience of vengeance. A slight or attack against one generation may not be returned until generations later, but they do not forget, nor do they forgive. The animosity between these cultures goes back centuries, in fact, millennia. This is 2024 AD, and it was Jesus Christ who challenged the existing culture with turn the other cheek, a heretical concept then and still now. On October 7, 2023, the Palestinian Sunni Islamist group Hamas led surprise attacks against Israel from the Gaza Strip. More than 1,200 Israelis and foreign nationals were killed. This attack proved to the Israelis that the Gaza Strip created an unacceptable platform from which attacks could be launched into Israel proper that could no longer be tolerated. They responded with an objective vengeance of obliterating Hamas. Hamas knew exactly what the general response from Israel would be. Hamas used this knowledge effectively. They took cover in close proximity under, behind, or beside Palestinian civilians, knowing that Israel would not hesitate to attack because of risk of civilian casualties. Collateral damage was a price that Israel decided to pay in order to destroy their enemy, Hamas. They first employed bombing that turned Gaza City into a wasteland, herded Palestinian civilians to the southern half of Gaza, but attacked there too, leaving them no safe zone from which to flee to. They continued relentless attacks on wherever they believed Hamas fighters had taken refuge. They split Gaza in two and then invaded with ground forces to clean up and consolidate the area that had been bombed. The IDF suffered several hundred casualties in the processes. The IDF is now reportedly withdrawing, leaving only brigade to control the road that splits Gaza in two to the sea, controlling who can return to the north. The IDF mission is incomplete. Who is winning in the Mideast? No one wins in this type of conflict. There's nothing unique about the episode of cultural conflict that would suggest that it will resolve anything that would end its perpetuation into the distant future. As far as a conditional winner goes, would appear to be Hamas. They struck Israel with a hard blow, to which Israel responded in the manner Hamas expected. Hamas effectively used the Palestinian population as a shield and a means to elicit sympathy that has subsequently divided the solidarity of the West to support Israel. It has even weakened solidarity within the United States to support Israel. Hamas has not lost the initiative, nor has Israel found a means to respond that does not feed into Hamas objectives. Hamas would like a wider war. It cannot destroy Israel without help from other regional enemies of Israel. By Israel attacking Iranian targets, that objective of widening the war sought by Hamas becomes increasingly likely. Israeli intelligence discovered that top Iranian generals were visiting Iran's consulate in Syria and could not resist targeting them with a successful strike. Thus considered to be an attack on Iranian soil, Iran struck back with a well-pre-telegraphed attack on Israel itself with 320 drones and missiles. Given advance warning, the U.S. and others joined Israel in their missile defense and destroyed them in balance. There was no loss of life and little result. I believe that was as Iran intended. They knew that the Israeli missile defense would knock them down, but they had to send them to keep up their optics. They also telegraphed that the attack would be one and done. Given this eye for an eye thing, I would think that Iran and Israel are even and this should stop. Unfortunately, I'm not the one keeping score. The warring parties there are unable to escape the trajectory of their cultures, hardliners who have gone all in down the rabbit hole want to hit Iran back, using this as pretense to all-out conflict. Looking for some kind of answer, there is no such thing in the Mideast. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. Subscribe to our many updates on YouTube and other social media platforms. Get our twice-daily email reports. Plus, learn more about our brokerage and risk management services at Comstock.com.
Futures trading involves risk. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance is not indicative of future results.